Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
Continuing on with some basics of leadership for you emerging leaders and then you leaders who are having a new boom and a re-energizing of your business. Today I want to talk about something that you may be experiencing this month or even in the coming months here as we are coming to a close for March and we've got all of these go bonuses, these go fast bonuses on the line. And I want to talk about today that there is a fine line between urgency in your business and desperation in your business. There is a very fine line. And it's important to talk about it because you leaders who are on this podcast, you have urgency, or you have in the past, or you're experiencing it now. You have urgency in your business. You feel it. It's that fire in your belly. Pam says it's when your hair is on fire. But it can very easily, we can start feeling, you know, when we get into crunch time, okay, and we're down to the wire in the last few days and we have a few boxes left to fill or some volume to get from loyal customers, and you know, you can start feeling that pressure. And that's when that urgency can switch over to desperation. And the problem with that is you can be doing the same things in your business, the same things that got you where you are as a leader, you know, the same things that got your business started with a boom and everything starts to snowball in really good ways. You can be doing the same activities, the same action, but if the motive is desperation, okay, so if your mindset is wrong, if you're not doing it for the right reasons, then those same activities that got you where you are, you know, set up for this big promotion, will not be successful and will not get you over the finish line to hit your goal. Because people can sense desperation. People can sense, you know, when your mind isn't right, and they can see you coming from a mile away. And when you have a sense of urgency, that's when people can feel your passion about what you're doing and your conviction. They can feel that you are genuinely in this to change lives. And, you know, it's coming from a place of, you know, you feel like this is it. This is the moment. You want to tell everyone what you found and you want to get everybody in to your business and doing this with you, you know, because we're in our boom. And, you know, that's urgency, knowing that the stars have aligned. We're going beyond a billion a year. 2017 is going to be something super special, and you want in on it and you want to bring everybody with you and make sure you don't miss anybody. That's urgency. Desperation becomes about you. Desperation becomes only about you and making sure that you get this bonus and you get this promotion and you know, where can I find the next loyal customer so that my volume can get up so that I can make this goal? It's not about finding people who need our products and finding people whose life could change from the wrap. It turns into, where can I find that next customer so that I get the volume and my paycheck increases? And anytime it switches from urgency to desperation, you are going to see that your same actions don't work. Okay, because the way that you're talking, the way things are coming across, you're going to turn into somebody who's pushy. You're going to turn into somebody you don't want to be. And it's not going to work. And when it doesn't work, you know, the same action, you feel like it's the exact same actions you've always taken and it's not working and, you know, you're not getting any closer to your goal here in crunch time, you're going to start with the doubts and the fears. That's going to creep in. You know, what am I doing wrong? Why isn't this working? Am I not ever going to hit this goal? you're going to feel discouraged and defeated. Those two D words that I just can't stand because they're a waste of time. You're going to start feeling all that. And all of that is pointless, right? It starts this downward spiral for no other reason than your mind wasn't right. Your mindset changed. That's the only difference in this whole thing. So if we can just take a step back, right? So if you are worried, you know, if you're listening to me right now and you're like, oh man, I may have done this. I may feel, you know, I may be working my business out of desperation rather than urgency at this moment. That's okay. All right. I don't want anybody to be like, oh crap. You know, the reason I'm talking about this is because we've all experienced it, because these bonuses are huge and these promotions are literally life changing. And the devil wants to get in there and he wants to steal away the real reason, you know, our mindset of why we do all this, which is change lives. So just kind of take inventory today And remember this in the future. You know, if you are coming down to month end, or if you're pushing for a big promotion, and you know, make sure your mind's right. If you're feeling like this isn't working, this isn't jiving, something's off, I feel like I'm in a little bit of a funk here, it could just be your mindset. So take inventory, temperature check, make sure that your mind is still right, that this is just urgency, the time is right. You want to help as many people as you can, even at month end, even when you have a big promotion on the line. And when it switches to that desperation and you're working this business out of a place of fear, that's when you're going to see issues, and it's not going to be fun, first of all, anymore. And you're not going to see the same actions you've always done produce the same results. So lots of stuff to look for as an emerging leader and as a leader who has got their fire back and pushing for these big goals. Just make sure you've got your mind in the
right. Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.